This is News Talk.
I'm going to start with a story that is really across all of the front pages this morning. The Irish Times front page, restaurants and pubs furious over updated meal rules. So the government apparently facing a furious backlash from publicans and restaurants over these new regulations. You might have seen these yesterday. So it requires them to keep records of the meals ordered by customers for 28 days. So the Restaurants Association of Ireland, the Licensed Vintners Association, they've actually written to the Data Protection Commission looking for a view on the new requirements, and there's been a lot of political reaction to this already. And last night the Fianna Fáil TD Mark McSherry, he hit out at what he described as Stasi guidelines. So he sent a text around to members of the Fianna Fáil party, and he called on the Taoiseach Micheál Martin to reverse what he describes as police state restrictions, also describing them as authoritarian, unnecessary and ridiculous. The Irish Independent also sticking with this story, and Mark McSherry clearly not the only one in Fianna Fáil who is a little bit surprised that you're going to have to give a restaurant details of what you actually ordered when you're out for a meal. So Anne Rabbitt, the junior minister, telling the paper she's totally gobsmacked by the regulations, and she argues they're a step too far. Also in this piece from Senna Maloney, Cormac McQuinn and Hugh O'Connell telling us that the government, they're under mounting pressure to allow wet pubs, a term I really can't stand, but it's in the papers a lot anyway, to reopen after almost 6 months of them being closed, and a new law giving Gardaí the power to seek the temporary closure of pubs that are breaking the rules continued its passage through the Oireachtas last night. So it was overwhelmingly supported by TDs, went to a second stage vote in the Dáil, and just 10, including rural independents, opposed it. The Irish Examiner also sticking with the story with their headline, Rules to Track Food Orders, Crazy. So furious lobby groups and TDs compared the new rules to communist state monitoring in East Germany and George Orwell's dystopian novel 1984. So Folcha Ireland, who actually came up with these guidelines, they've actually tried to distance themselves already from the backlash, and they're saying that it's Stephen Donnelly, the health minister, who signed the statutory instrument. So a Folcha Ireland spokesperson telling the paper, our guidelines reflect the government measures when they're announced, and that is what's happened here. Adrian Cummins from the Restaurants Association, you might have actually heard him on Lunchtime Live yesterday, where he was a bit gobsmacked that these came in as well. He said that there was no consultation and that these new guidelines came out of the blue a bit. He says the biggest issue is the way that things are being done, the lack of consultation, the sly announcements. And Padraig Cribben from the Vintners Federation also saying the rules are bureaucracy gone mad. The Licensed Vintners Association describing them as ridiculous, and a spokesperson saying, how is it going to help protect public health knowing what topping was on a customer's pizza or what way their potatoes were cooked? We believe it's a complete overreach. 1984, here we come. And certainly a lot of people a bit surprised that these guidelines have come in. I'm not sure what the explanation is yet for what difference it makes, whether you've had a bowl of chicken wings or fish and chips as your substantial meal. But anyway, the tabloid sticking with this story as well. The Herald goes with food fight. So new rules sparking disbelief, according to the paper. Yeaster Rising is the headline on the front of the Irish Daily Mirror. So furious publicans were in revolt last night against a bonkers new law. That is how it's being described by the Mirror. The Irish Daily Star, it's bar wars. So this is sort of linked, but a different story. A group of angry publicans from Monaghan, they've protested at the Dáil to demand the reopening of bars. And they're saying it's just common sense. Also quite angry that a lot of pubs are open across Europe and in Northern Ireland, but not here. The Irish Daily Mail goes with outrage of pubs and pensioners. So they're saying that a state-funded holiday break scheme, Stay and Spend, which you might have heard a lot about yesterday, it's been criticised for ignoring pensioners and those on low pay, and the new bar and restaurant rules being dismissed as bureaucracy gone mad. Just away from those stories, the Irish Sun have a really striking front page story and a photo of Tiago Cortez and his fiancée. So this is hit and run victim Tiago Cortez's fiancée last night revealing they were set to tie the knot this year. Teresa Dantes telling the paper that the 28-year-old delivery driver parents, he died after being she had to tell his parents that he died. And Teresa saying, we were looking forward to spending the rest of our lives together. Also inside the papers and the Irish Times page 5 also has a bit of an update on this story. Driver who hit Dublin cyclist identified. So Conor Gallagher and Jack Power telling us that Gardaí believe they have identified the driver of the car which struck Deliveroo cyclist Thiago Cortez in a fatal hit and run in Dublin on Monday night. The driver, believed to be a male teenager from the North Dublin city area, apparently he has a number of previous convictions. No arrest made at this point, but Gardaí saying the investigation is progressing rapidly and the suspect is well known in the local area. Efforts still ongoing to identify the three other people who were in the car. Apparently they've gotten really good CCTV footage from the area where it happened, and Gardaí are looking through that. And it's understood the car, which was untaxed, uninsured and had no NCT, was either stolen in the north inner city or bought for a small amount of money solely for the purposes of joyriding. The Irish Examiner, just a separate story on the front page. Nurses still owed thousands from pay scheme. So up to 700 nurses, they're still owed thousands of euro by Cork University Hospital from an enhanced pay scheme agreed with the government almost 18 months ago. So the amounts, they range between 3,000 and 6,000 euro and they're due to each nurse. And it was this actually agreed in February 2019 after the nurses' strike. But although more than 30,000 nurses nationally are entitled to it, many who work at Cork University Hospital are still owed money. So almost all were put on the new enhanced rate of pay over the past 6 weeks, but a lot of them are still in arrears from between the date the deal was struck to the date it was implemented, and the INMO saying that it shouldn't be an uphill struggle for frontline nurses to be paid what they're owed. And actually, the paper has spoken to one nurse at CUH who says, "It's disgusting. We've never worked so hard and we've never put our lives at risk in the way we have day in, day out since the start of the COVID-19 crisis, yet despite everything we've done, it's outrageous that the hospital can't even bother to pay us right." The Irish Times front page, outside agency to investigate prison governor's gathering during pandemic. So the Irish Prison Service, apparently it's appointed an outside agency to investigate a prison governor's retirement gathering, which took place near the height of the COVID-19 pandemic. I suppose this will have echoes of, I suppose, Golfgate in a way, people on authority and having a gathering in the middle of a pandemic. It's probably not a great look. The lunchtime event, we're told, more than 30 people attended, including senior staff from several prisons, and it was held to mark the retirement of the Midlands governor. So it was held in the canteen of the Midlands prison in Portlaoise on the 27th of March. That was actually the same day that a complete ban on prison visits was announced. And at the time, there seems to be a bit of a concern that prison staff and Prison Officers Association, they did express their worry about this and how the event might impact efforts to keep the prison system free of COVID. And we know the prison service was held up as almost a leader across Europe in making sure that COVID didn't get into the prison system. They went months without a confirmed case. I think there's two now so far. Also concerns over this gathering, though, that an outbreak could lead to a large proportion of the management structure being out sick or in isolation at the same time. The Irish Independent front page, embattled Oireachtas Golf Society to change its name but won't disband. So the Oireachtas Golf Society, speaking of Golfgate, it's going to defy the Ciam Comhairle's request to disband, but it may be willing to change its name. So calls to scrap the society, they came from the likes of Independent TD Noel Grealish, who's the former captain, but Donny Cassidy, the society president, in an email saying that the Oireachtas Golf Society agrees to suspend all future activities until after the conclusion of the Garda investigation. He's also confirming that at the next AGM, after the coronavirus pandemic has passed, we will carry out a full review of the current structures and name of the society. But it looks like the name is all that's going to change. It's still going to be there in some form, the society itself. Just inside the papers, plan to end quarantine with COVID tests at our airports. This is page 3 of the Independent. So air passengers that take COVID-19 tests, they could escape the 14-day quarantine requirement under plans being explored by the Transport Minister, Eamon Ryan. So he's saying that there was a balancing act between protecting lives and protecting livelihoods. He says we do need connectivity to other countries, and also apparently his officials looking at testing regimes that have been carried out in other countries that may reduce the risk of air travel, and in certain instances they'll be able to waive the requirement for someone to go into quarantine for 14 days when they come here. Councils may ban inflatable killers from beaches is the headline on page 14 of The Independent. So five councils, they're considering banning inflatable killers, as they're described, from beaches after almost a dozen major offshore rescues by the RNLI, Coast Guard, fishermen and leisure boat owners over recent weeks. So Water Safety Ireland, they've backed the moves by the councils to consider introducing bylaws which would ban all inflatable devices from being used in the waters off Irish beaches. And this comes after alarm was raised at the number of near tragedies as children were swept out to sea while playing on inflatables. I'm just going to finish the Times of London, page 9. Great story. Salon advert for happy stylist gets the chop. So a hair salon has been barred from advertising for a happy new stylist because a staff member at the job centre judged the word to discriminate against people who were unhappy. So Alison Birch, she runs a hair salon in Stroud in Gloucestershire, and apparently she was dumbstruck when a job centre staff member said she could not stipulate happiness as a required quality for a new employee. So she'd wanted the advert to read, part-time fully qualified hairdresser, must be confident in barbering as well as all aspects of hairdressing, must have at least 5 years experience working in a salon after being fully qualified. This is a busy, friendly, small salon, so only happy, friendly stylists need apply. And she says it was less than an hour after I'd placed the ad that I got a call from a man there saying there was a problem. He said I couldn't use the word happy because it discriminated against people who weren't happy. I honestly thought it was a wind-up, she says. In the end, I told him I wouldn't proceed with the ad. I can't repeat some of the words I used. Anyway, that is a look at what is in your papers this morning.
On 106 to 108 FM and at newstalk.com. This is News Talk.